Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to the Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Well, we're talking today about the cholesterol myth, and I like to talk about this subject with you because you've been in practice almost 30 years. You've been talking about cholesterol, and now these things are being talked about, you know, that you've always talked about 30 years ago.
Sure.
It's kind of like they're catching up. So we're titling it, this show, The Cholesterol Myth. And Dr. Prather, what do you mean by that?
Well, myth is a commonly held beliefs and information that's actually not true. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a long history as we're talking about cholesterol. Back when I started, you know, actually training as a chiropractor, one of the things that we did is we looked at blood work quite a bit. And I took a diplomat in American Board of Chiropractic Internists where we would talk about the whole aspect of that. And one of the things that we were involved with was we would talk about how important cholesterol is for cardiovascular disease. And at that time, the normal, according to the reference ranges, was 300. Cholesterol, 300 cholesterol was actually normal.
That was about 30 years ago.
About 30 years ago. I mean, that was the reference range. It's still, if they were figuring out the reference range, that's what it would be. Mm-hmm. So when I would sit there and talk to a patient about cholesterol of 280, 300, something like that, the MD would call me a quack because I was concerned about the high cholesterol. Mm-hmm. It wasn't any big deal. So all of a sudden, they came up with cholesterol-lowering medication, and the labs, once they did that, actually the pharmaceutical companies had them change the reference range.
Right.
Not that it was actually a reference range anymore. It was an ideal type of a number. I mean, they had that kind of power. So that, you know, people would, the doctors and people would see that that was out of range. We knew that at the time. So we went from an extreme where, you know, the thought process was, oh, no big deal on 300, till now, you know, I mean, they're trying to lower it when people get down to 150. Yeah. In other words, it's based off of what the pharmaceutical industry actually wants along those lines, instead of reality, physiology.
So are you who determines reference ranges then?
Well, it's supposed to be who falls into a 50%. In other words, it's not an ideal number. Mm-hmm. Its reference ranges are who falls in within a 50%. You know, in other words, what is the majority of people actually range? As a matter of fact, I get people back where the ideal number isn't even within the reference range. Mm-hmm. So reference range has nothing to do with what we call homeostasis.
You're not even really looking at reference ranges.
I'm not even really looking at reference ranges because I know what is the ideal numbers that we're actually going for.
Doesn't everybody want to be better than 50%?
Well, when 50% of the people are sick, it's a, you know, that's not a good, in other words, the labs weren't determining what is proper and normal. Mm-hmm. What they were doing was where does the majority of people fall, and that's where they used to have it. Then, because of the whole push, and I quite understand that, the federal government got involved because so many people were dying of cardiovascular disease. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it was a very big thing. Eisenhower had a heart attack, and people were like, oh my gosh, this is a national emergency. People are dying left and right. Mm-hmm. So we need to figure out how to fix cardiovascular disease. It was the number one killer. They started to do studies and found a very strong relationship between cholesterol and cardiovascular disease, which was a good type of thing. And we were actually very excited, you know, within our group that was becoming a major thing, because we'd been saying it all along, that was an important marker. So we were actually ahead of the curve. In other words, our group, the structure function group, was talking about cholesterol and the relationship to cardiovascular disease long before the disease care was even acknowledging any type of relationship.
Interesting.
So we were ahead of the curve. In other words, we were talking about that as an important type of a factor, which we already knew. The problem is then they said, cholesterol is the cause of cardiovascular disease, which is physiologically totally false. Let me repeat that. Cholesterol is not the cause of cardiovascular disease. It is a symptom. So the way that I like to describe it is there were some very brilliant people who did a, there was a lot of fires in a community. And they found, they were looking at correlations with the fires and the events surrounding it. And they found out that there was a lot of firemen wherever there were fires. So they figured if you eliminate the, reduce the firemen, then you reduce the number of fires.
What they were doing with cholesterol.
Is the logical conclusion. That's actually, that's not true. You know, you have to understand what cholesterol is. Cholesterol is made to heal any type of a wound, because cholesterol makes up the cell walls. It's sort of the building material that the body uses. So if there's damage that's occurring, the body actually produces more cholesterol to help with the damage. So once you start to have cardiovascular disease, the body starts to produce more cholesterol to help to deal with the cardiovascular disease that's taking place. Does that make sense?
So the body almost needs it.
Well, you know, there can be an oversupply on that. You know, one of the things is actually regulating the homeostasis of the body. And there are times where the body gets off on homeostasis and is not working properly. So understanding, and there are actually times where, you know, cholesterol could, I mean, cholesterol-lowering medications could be helpful. But it, there is a false, a myth that is surrounding the, you know, the cholesterol whole situation on that, that really needs to be brought out and understood for the best care for the patient. As we can understand that, then we can actually have a better understanding of how to deal and how to actually truly get cardiovascular disease under control.
So, Dr. Prather, what should our cholesterol numbers be? What should they look like?
Well, one of the most important things is that one of the big things that is concentrated on is a you know, the total cholesterol. You know, if you have come in with a 300 cholesterol, there people are doctors are going to want to put you on cholesterol lowering drugs. As a matter of fact, I had a gentleman who came in, and he was 90 years old, and probably one of the most active guys I had ever seen. I mean, I tested him, and really, I couldn't find anything wrong with him. He had no misalignments. He had a 12% body fat. He had muscle. He looked, his body looked like a 21-year-old. And he was healthy, and he had actually gotten his girlfriend pregnant, and they were going to get married. And she was 32.
And he's 90.
He's 90.
Good for him.
And she, he was actually a very good provider, made a six-figure income, had a cleaning company. And she took him to the doctor because she wanted to make sure that he was going to be healthy. And they ran all the numbers. He said, well, you're really, really healthy, but you got a 300 cholesterol. We need to put you on a cholesterol-lowering drug, you know, to keep you healthy. And so he went on it, and he didn't feel as good. Mm-hmm. He had soreness through his body. He developed headaches. He developed digestive problems. His memory started to go. And one of the things, as he said, was he what really bothered him was he was used to what he called his nature, mm-hmm. working, and he would have his nature twice a day. Mm-hmm. And his nature was no longer working, was the way that he put it.
I think I'm following you.
You think you're following me? So his sexual performance was not there anymore. Mm-hmm. So he was concerned and came in and saw me. And I said, well, 300 cholesterol is pretty, serious. Let's take a look at it. And he had a 300 cholesterol, but he had 110 HDL. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, that's actually really important. There's a very common thread on people who, we have these really old people that hit 120 and things like that. Mm-hmm. And an interesting thing about them is that they all have cholesterols of 300 with about 100 HDL. Mm-hmm. So what you're talking here
is about that ratio.
Ratio is very important. Matter of fact, what we call it in the structure function group that I belong to is that's the coronary risk factor. Mm-hmm. So what you do is you take your total cholesterol, divide it by your HDL, and then you get what we call your coronary risk factor. And if you are 3 or below, you are protected. If you are, as you get higher, the more likely things can become a problem. And once you get over a ratio of 6, it's actually important. If you get up to a 9, you're going to have a heart attack any second.
So 3 or below?
3 or below is actually a protected number. And the interesting thing about cholesterol is it actually has quite a few different benefits.
Mm-hmm. Well, when we come back, let's talk about the benefits of cholesterol.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
Well, what is the Gallup report?
The first ever annual report on people's awareness of chiropractic. The Gallup system has never really done a survey on actual chiropractic, mm-hmm. to find out where people are with chiropractic, their understanding.
So what did they find out? How do people view chiropractic?
About 14% of the population on a yearly basis use chiropractors. Mm-hmm. About 50% of all adults have been to a chiropractic, and they have a very positive view of chiropractic. We have the highest satisfaction rate of any healthcare professional.
Mm. Interesting.
With the people who've actually visited us.
Mm-hmm. And experienced it.
And experienced it.
People have a lot of opinion that haven't even gone to one.
Right, and have no idea what it is. Uh-huh. So when they asked people who had not been to a chiropractor, the other 50%, of those 25% said chiropractic they considered was dangerous. Uh-huh. Have you had any experience with chiropractic? No.
Interesting.
The other group was like, I'm not really quite sure. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of misconception on that, mm-hmm. on what's actually going on. And there's a lot of opinions that really don't hold water. One of the things that keeps people away from chiropractic is it safe? Is mm-hmm. this a safe modality? And even a lot of professionals aren't aware of the facts that's associated with that. But according to an independent group called the insurance company, which does, if you are in the insurance business, you know that they are extremely thorough because they're talking about their money. Chiropractic malpractice has the lowest rates of any healthcare professional. Mm-hmm. Nurses have a higher malpractice rate. Dental assistants have a higher malpractice rate. My medical assistant has a higher malpractice rate than I do. So, you know, the thought patterns on that chiropractic is dangerous. It is actually the least dangerous of all the healthcare systems out there. Mm-hmm. The research is just, you know, overwhelming on the benefit of chiropractic.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. Listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
We're talking about the cholesterol myth. And Dr. Prather, let's talk about the benefits of cholesterol. You know, has cholesterol gotten a bad name? It's like...
Absolutely. Cholesterol is absolutely critical for our health and well-being. All of our cell walls are made out of cholesterol. Our brain is made out of cholesterol. Mm-hmm. Cholesterol is important for making all the hormones in our body. Vitamin D is dependent upon, our vitamin D levels are dependent upon cholesterol. So cholesterol, one of the things is if you go below 140 on your total cholesterol, your body does not work as well. Mm-hmm. Okay, you start to get fatigued, you start to have memory problems, you start to be more susceptible to infections, especially viruses. Your chances of cancer go up. If you go below 120, anybody below 120 is going to be, as an adult, fatigued, tired. That's one of the things that causes chronic fatigue. I've had many different people who came in who had a cholesterol below 120 and extreme fatigue, couldn't function, couldn't think. And as soon as we got their cholesterol up above the 120 mark, they all of a sudden started to kick in. Once we got them over 140, they felt fine. Mm-hmm. Much to the chagrin of some of the doctors who were also treating them, mm-hmm. it really does work. Mm-hmm. You know, you can really see a big difference on that. So going below that 140 mark is just a really, really bad idea. Mm-hmm. Cholesterol, as I said, is actually protective of cancer. Mm-hmm. Because if you have a good integrity of the cell walls, then that seems to really make a big difference. As a matter of fact, one of the things that they found, if you actually read the studies on cholesterol lowering, there was some benefits on the number of cardiovascular, but the cancer rates actually increased quite dramatically as they were doing the studies on that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, getting in there and actually looking at the different aspects of that. So cholesterol is the basic building blocks of our body, and whenever there's damage, cholesterol increases to try to handle that damage. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that cholesterol does.
Yeah, and we need it.
And you brought it up,
our brain's made out of it. It's interesting what's happening to the brain.
Yes.
And the increase in dementia. And
well, one of the side effects that you have with lowered cholesterol, part of the side effects of cholesterol-lowering medicine is mental confusion. Loss of memory. And I've had many of the patients who came in who said, you know, Grandpa is just, you know, not thinking correct, you know, clearly anymore. Mm-hmm. And we checked, their cholesterol lowering, you know, what their cholesterol was, and they were at 110. Mm-hmm. And it's you know, so I explained it all to them. They said, well, my doctor really wants to keep it there. But as soon as we got their cholesterol up, started to raise it up, got it up to 140, which was an okay number with their MDs, then, all of a sudden they were thinking again. Mm-hmm. So being aware of that, you mm-hmm. know, is a very important type of thing. And we've got, 17 million people on cholesterol-lowering drugs right now.
17 million.
17 million on people on cholesterol-lowering drugs. So yeah. there's an awful lot of issues that are going on with that.
Well, let's talk about statins. are statins necessary at times?
That's one of the things that is actually true. Statins are actually necessary at times. One of the things that they did that we used to use was red yeast rice. Mm-hmm. Red yeast rice is a natural statin. Matter of fact, the way that they started to research on statins, how to make them, they got that completely from red yeast rice. Mm. So they actually figured out how to make statins from a natural health food product. And I remember that there was an awful lot of doctors who were MDs who were making fun of putting people on red yeast rice for their cholesterol. Mm-hmm. You know, it's again, it's so many different types of things. Almost all pharmaceuticals are taken from natural sources. Mm-hmm. And it seems funny, but so we were actually putting people on red yeast rice as a statin product. And, you know, there are times, like if I get somebody in with a 9 mm-hmm. Coronary risk factor, mm-hmm. That needs to get down. It needs to get down pretty quick, because they could actually have, because the amount of cholesterol going through the system, that is a huge contributor, mm-hmm. and that needs to get down pretty quickly.
Okay.
So, you know, there are times that we actually do believe in statins, but long term, you know, you want to find an alternative along those lines and be able to eventually get off the statins as quickly as possible.
And if you really legitimately need them. Like, for example, you can talk about my dad, because
sure.
You've been taking care of him.
Right. You know, he had a higher cholesterol, but he had an extremely high HDL. Mm-hmm. You know, and his ratio was less than 3. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they were wanting to put him on a statin, and he's how old?
81.
81 years old, no pharmaceuticals, no hypertension, nothing wrong with him. And putting him on a statin in that type of situation could definitely cause some issues for him. Mm-hmm. You know, anytime you're doing a pharmaceutical, you need to look at benefit versus risk. And anyone with a 3.0 or less coronary risk factor, it would be absolutely silly to put them on a statin.
And after he's down in Florida, so
sure.
He sent you his blood work, and it was another issue.
Right, homocysteine was high, which is the inflammatory, and basically the biggest risk for cardiovascular disease is inflammation through the arteries. Mm-hmm. So one of the biggest responses that cholesterol has, the body has, is to make cholesterol for inflammation. That's actually really more of the underlying issue, and finding out what is causing that inflammatory condition. And as you can reduce that, then you can actually, the body actually drops the cholesterol on its own.
And we were able to, he did a NutriVal.
Yes, we were able to find that he was very low in vitamin C, alpha lipoic acid, and glutathione, which are all just like critical mm-hmm. for the inflammatory process. Put him on that, and that just dropped it right down.
Yeah, it was interesting, because he's always, since I was a kid, big on vitamin C.
Right.
But he needed more, even.
Right. Actually, he had cut back on it.
Oh, he had cut back. Mm-hmm.
Actually, his doctor recommended that he had cut back on it, mm-hmm. which was, for him, the absolutely wrong thing to do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, really looking at the physiology, understanding how that works, and really looking at true science instead of salesmanship.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's, you know,
yeah.
Where people are involved with profit and trying to figure that
great
out.
Great marketing.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh. You know, having all the advertisements and everything like that isn't the best way to determine
the marketing
healthcare.
Is clever, you know, really is.
Right.
All right, well, how many people did you say are on statins here in the United States?
17 million, and the interesting thing is that they want to put, according to the pharmaceutical industry, they'd like to put another 20 million on statins also.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, don't get me wrong, there are people out there who need statins, mm-hmm. but not at that rate.
Mm-hmm. We're just so extreme, and we talk about this all the time.
Right.
You know, instead of holistic looking at.
Sure.
But in your opinion, how many people should be on statins?
Well, probably the ratio that we would probably think of if we were really looking at that correctly. Now, understand is that there are people who are willing to do the necessary things to get themselves healthy,
mm-hmm.
and there are people who are not willing to do the necessary things to get healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Probably for those people who absolutely have to be on statins are probably more of a very small number, probably 1 million people
mm-hmm.
would have to be on statins.
Instead of?
Because mm-hmm. of their inherited genetic type of makeups.
Mm-hmm.
Very beneficial for them. For people who aren't willing to do the proper things, make the changes, lifestyle changes, take the supplements, take the time mm-hmm. to actually do it, really almost everybody could get down on their cholesterol on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Taking responsibility.
Taking some responsibility, things like that. But just on the people who are out there who should be probably on statins, I would probably cut that number of on that probably down to about 5 million.
Mm-hmm.
Legitimately have the numbers that would actually benefit that.
So what are the side effects of statins?
Side effects of statins. You get headaches.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I've had people who were complaining of headaches coming in, of course, to see a chiropractor. And really, it was their statin that was causing the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Because it actually damages the nervous system. Difficulty sleeping. Again, that's some of the brain damage that occurs.
Mm-hmm.
Once they started on statins, they couldn't sleep anymore because of the changes in the brain. Flushing of the skin is one of the things that is a very common type of thing. Muscle aches, tenderness, weakness, myalgia. The muscles are made up of cholesterol, and if you start to get the cholesterol too low, the muscles start to break down. And so you can go from, just muscle tenderness, weakness, myalgia, which is a very common type of thing. And of course, they come in to see me at that point wanting to get it fixed. And it's really caused by the cholesterol medicine that they're taking.
Mm-hmm.
And then it can actually go into an inflammation of the muscles, myositis. And then you can actually start to get elevated creatinine kinase, where you actually have large amounts, and then it can go into something called rhabdomyolysis. And that's supposed to be something that's actually rare, according to the studies, but you also have to understand the people who did the studies on that were also the studies that showed that a very small number of people would actually become addicted to opiates, which we found
out.
We know how that turned
mm-hmm.
out. So I am actually finding quite a few different people who've come in who had rhabdomyolysis.
What is that?
That is a breakdown of the muscles and actually can result in death. As a matter of fact, a couple of them actually died. Matter of fact, two of them who had come in to see me were actually medical physicians
mm-hmm.
who had rhabdomyolysis and wind up dying from taking the cholesterol-lowering medicine.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we actually had an argument with their doctors was that, that they needed to go off of it and really didn't take them off in time.
So real quick, when should you not take statins?
You should not take statins if you have elevated liver enzymes or if you have type 2 diabetes.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to talk about the structure-function approach to treatment with high cholesterol.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Laughter is the best medicine.
So I go in for the eye exam. I can feel my eye doctor losing his patience with me. Let's try it again, Brian. Which one do you like better, number one or number two? I don't like either one of those. Yeah, but that wasn't the question I asked, was it? I asked you which one you like better, and I was careful to phrase it that way. So why don't you keep that in mind while we try it yet again? Which one do you like better, number one or number two?
They're about the same!
Well, why would I waste your time and mine by making them both the same? Did you ever stop to think about that? You ready to try it one more time? What do you want from me?
A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at DTSweightLossCenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed.
I was feeling so prepared.
Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. So we're talking today about the cholesterol myth. And Dr. Prather, how does structure function care treat a patient with high cholesterol?
It's important to understand exactly what structure function is. Structure function takes things that are out of balance and brings them back into balance, which is homeostasis, which is true health. Homeostasis is the definition of health. So we don't actually treat high cholesterol. We rarely give red yeast rice or anything along those lines to actually drop it. What we do is we try to find the underlying problem. Mm-hmm. So when you find out what is the underlying issue, and we're very dependent upon lab tests for that. So we actually do more lab tests than disease care does, you know, than the regular doctors that you would go to. Mm-hmm. So we're very dependent upon lab tests, and we look through and try to find out what is the reason or reasons that the cholesterol has gone high. And as we fix that, the body will bring the cholesterol back into normal, which is actually a true healing type of a result. Mm-hmm. Instead of just falsely bringing down the cholesterol without treating the underlying problem.
Right. What do you find is the underlying reasons for high cholesterol?
Oh, the number one reason for high cholesterol is a sick liver. Mm. You know, whether the liver has gone too inflamed or congested, that is the number one reason for the cholesterol to go high. But there is actually a lot of other reasons. Cholesterol is also very important for the endocrine system. So if any of your endocrine system hormones goes low, the body starts to produce more cholesterol to help handle that. One of the common things that we find is a low thyroid. Low thyroid will really elevate cholesterol. Type 2 diabetes raises cholesterol. Cardiovascular disease, damage to the arteries raises up the cholesterol, high inflammatory type of situations. There can be mineral imbalances. When you actually have high copper, that can actually raise up the cholesterol. You also have low vitamin D is a very common reason. Vitamin D is made out of cholesterol. If you're low on your vitamin D, the body actually raises the cholesterol level in the case because it knows that it needs more vitamin D. So just getting your vitamin D levels back under control will drop the cholesterol level.
And we check that a lot here with our Prather profile.
Certainly.
We usually add on the vitamin D and the iodine.
Right. Kidney disease can actually raise up the cholesterol. Pancreatic disease. You know, there are so many different, even chronic pain can raise up the cholesterol because the nervous system is under stress.
So the high cholesterol is telling you there's something.
There's something wrong. It's a great marker. I mean, it's a very important marker. One of the things that has been a benefit is that people do know their cholesterol numbers. That was a campaign that was put on by the federal government. So, you know, the idea behind people knowing their cholesterol numbers are very important. The myth of high cholesterol is that the cholesterol is the problem. Mm-hmm. Cholesterol is in 1% of the population actually the real problem. All other situations on the high cholesterol is that there's some other process going on. You might have to take a cholesterol-lowering drug, you know, in case it's ridiculously high. But it's always you need to find the underlying reason, fix the reason, because that's actually the most important thing. So cholesterol is more of a warning instead of a disease process in itself.
Interesting. So does too low of cholesterol need to be treated?
Oh, very good question. If you know, as we had said before, if you go below 140, you're going to start to have some dysfunction in the body. The brain's not going to be starting to work correctly. The hormones won't be adequate. Vitamin D levels will drop. There's an awful lot that can start occurring. Go below 120, it actually becomes dangerous. We consider if it goes under 90, people are going to die. The chances of dying actually increase by sixfold. It's actually a very critical situation. And we find that we can get excellent results if we actually raise up the cholesterol levels.
Interesting. So how does cholesterol and cancer interplay?
And that's one of the big things that they found in a lot of the cholesterol lowering research. You know, whenever they did where they were pretty aggressive on lowering the cholesterol, the people actually had a huge increase in the number of cancer cases. Cholesterol is an important part of cell integrity. If the cholesterol level drops too low, the actual cell integrity actually decreases, and your chances of getting cancer increase quite dramatically. Matter of fact, one of the things for a patient who actually has cancer is keeping the cholesterol levels high is one of the important things that we see. As people are dying of cancer, their cholesterol level starts to drop. And you can actually measure from the cholesterol how well they're doing. So one of the important things is if you have cancer or had cancer is not to get on a cholesterol-lowering medication because that can actually kick off a cancer situation.
Wow.
So cholesterol and cancer, not just that cholesterol is associated with cardiovascular disease. High cholesterol and cardiovascular disease go along very well, but also the cancer. And an example that I have on that is I had a pretty young lady. She was about 35 years old, and she was extremely fatigued and had 3 bouts of melanoma. And that she had had a scare for cancer on the breast and several other things, and she just felt terrible. And she came in, and I said, well, you know, let's take a look at your blood work. And she said, well, my doctor says my blood work is absolutely wonderful. He wishes he had that. And I said, okay, let's take a look at it. And I looked at it, and I said, you know, your cholesterol is 110. And she said, yeah, my doctor thinks that's fantastic. But the scary part was that she had a 10 HDL.
Wow.
So she had over 10 times risk coronary risk factor.
Wow.
So she was developing cardiovascular disease. I mean, you know, with that high levels, that was a sign of cardiovascular disease. So she was at risk for cardiovascular disease, and she was also at risk of cancer. I mean, this poor girl wasn't going to live very long. So we started her on some products, to get her cholesterol level up, which really stimulated her HDL, and we got her up to 140 and got her HDL up to 50. And she felt great. And guess what? She never had another a scare with cancer. All the melanoma never came back. And that was one thing that was continually having. I mean, she had had several scars from where they had had to remove it. And her energy was back up. So that was...
It's interesting. Do we just isolate so much that we're not looking at the whole person and how...
That is a real problem. Mm-hmm. Because the regular disease care is very mechanistic. In other words, they divide the body up into different sections, mm-hmm. and not really look at how the whole body works together. Mm-hmm. That's one of the good things that structure function does, is it's very holistic. Now, we need the specialist, because it, you know, if you're dealing with the heart, cancer medications, all those types of things, you know, that is just such an overwhelming area. But you need specialists in that area, and it needs to be disease care, no doubt about it. But as you're looking at a primary health care physician's, our take on that is really they should be structure function and very holistic. Mm-hmm. So you have your holistic doctor looking at you as the primary care physician, and then the specialists are actually the disease care, and that's really the model that we're trying to promote and trying to integrate into a national type of a healthcare system.
Mm-hmm. I know it works.
Yes.
When we get back, let's talk about the role that diet and exercise play in lowering cholesterol.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, there is a device you use at your office called the Electrodermal Screening, or EDS. Tell us a little bit about it and why you call it the lie detector for the body.
Well, the Electrodermal Screening Unit is a galvanic skin response unit, and it actually falls under the same category as a lie detector test or biofeedback. So it is actually, we can actually rig our electrodermal screening to actually do lie detector. But it is also a good term on that is a lie detector for the body. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're actually, you know a whole list of different types of products that could possibly work in each type of situation. But everybody knows that not everybody responds well to penicillin. Mm-hmm. You know, some people actually have some very negative reactions to it, to death. Some people, it's a lifesaver. Well, that's true of everything. And what the electrodermal screening does is it actually gives you a predetermination on how you're actually going to respond to any type of thing that we might prescribe to you before you actually take it, which is extremely helpful. Now, it's not a diagnostic tool. You know, it is not classified as a diagnostic tool. But as we've gotten the approval from the federal government on the use of it, we use it purely as a means of checking to see the body's response before you would actually take something.
Okay.
So it's a response machine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have to have knowledge beforehand on what products will actually work with each type of condition.
Right.
So we're very dependent upon our lab tests and the gold standard types of diagnostic tests. But then, once you've determined that, what do you do with that? Because... In our instrument, we have actually 80,000 different products that we can check on.
Wow.
So with that, we can actually find out what's going to work the best for you and how you're going to respond on things before you actually take them.
And what about its effectiveness?
Through clinical studies, they have found that it's 80% accurate, over 80% accurate, which, you know, mm-hmm. was what actually attracted me to it. Because there's not too many things that you can actually have that kind of results with.
Right, right. And this electrodermal screening eliminates some of the guessing.
The guesswork is the biggest thing that we're trying to get rid of.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. Well, we're talking today about the cholesterol myth. And Dr. Prather, let's talk about the role diet and exercise play in lowering cholesterol. You know, we call ourselves the Prather Practice, practice proactive healthy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of P's in there, but there's practice, you know. We need to take responsibility for our health, not just sit back and expect people to take responsibility. You know, sure. And I'm talking about myself. We just, at our staff meeting, we were sharing some of our frustrations. And for me, it's not finding the time, you know, to exercise. And so, you know, what am I going to do about it, mm-hmm. right? No right. one can do it for me. Right. So
that'd be great if we could hire somebody to exercise for us.
Yeah.
And we get the benefit.
And we could pick who that'd be if we'd have their body. They can do all the work and we get their body.
Yeah.
I like that. So what role does diet and exercise play in lowering cholesterol?
Well, you know, as you get into looking at the whole thing, I mean, the number one cause for high cholesterol is the liver. You know, if we put toxins in our body, that's going to stress out the liver. That's going to raise up the cholesterol. If we take in too much food or the wrong kind of food and it causes weight gain, that's going to put a stress on our cholesterol levels because the body's trying to fix anything that's out of balance. So diet is very, very big, and what we want to do is to eliminate all the basically chemicals out of our diet. I think it's very funny that we have a certain section in the grocery store for organic food, mm-hmm. because really that's real food, mm-hmm. non-chemical food. Mm-hmm. What we should do is have a sign instead of organic, real food, and then the rest of it is chemical.
Mm-hmm.
So
people get awfully upset about that.
Yes,
know their
they would.
Name.
Yes, they would. But so diet is very critical. You can do so much through diet on regulating your cholesterol. And one of the most important things is just cutting out all the chemicals and eat real food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, eat a good, healthy diet. We don't have time to go into what that looks like, but, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, it's just common sense. One of the things we should be doing is just shopping on the outside of the grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as possible.
You don't mean outside the grocery store.
Well, you know, on the outside of the ring.
Perimeter, yeah.
Perimeter.
I know what you mean.
And then also going to farmers markets, things like that, where you actually know the people who are growing it. It's grown local without chemicals, mm-hmm. is really the best way to go. The other thing is exercise. I always say exercise cures a world of sins.
Mm-hmm.
So having regular exercise as a part of our lifestyle, people didn't have to use that to do that before because they had to exercise to be able to live.
Right.
Now we need to set that aside and make actual time for it because we need that type of a movement. We need that interplay. And it really can help out quite a bit, and just through exercise people have been able to get their cholesterol right, get their livers balanced out, because it improves the physiology of how the whole body works if we exercise as we should.
Good. So what is your success in lowering cholesterol?
If people follow what we do,
mm-hmm.
what we say,
mm-hmm.
and what we tell them to do, it's pretty well guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
I even had a heart surgeon actually come in and just couldn't get his triglycerides and cholesterol under control, and he had been everywhere. We had found that his main problem was food allergies. Told him how to switch his diet, and we brought that right into place.
Mm.
So, you know, understanding all that and finding out what is the underlying cause, because it can be different for different people.
Mm-hmm.
So, food allergies. So, our success rate is actually pretty well guaranteed if they, you know, if they do everything that we tell them to.
Now, what if they're on statins? Can structure function care help?
You know, if you are on statins, you also need to be checked out structure functionally.
Mm-hmm.
The reason is just by taking statins, you create certain types of nutritional needs. You drop on your CoQ10, there are increased needs because the liver's under more stress. Things are actually going to be a problem. So, you know, if you are on statins, one thing you need to do is find out, figure out how to get yourself off of them as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
The more pharmaceuticals you take, the longer you take the pharmaceutical, the more likely you are to have adverse reactions with that.
Right.
So, you know, it's a situation where if you are on any type of a pharmaceutical, you need to be checked also by a structure function doctor and have those evaluated for underlying needs, because just taking a statin in itself is going to create nutritional needs that you need to follow up on and make sure that those are taken care of. CoQ10 being the most well-proven, and CoQ10 is important for heart integrity.
Mm-hmm.
It helps the heart for the energy, and the heart is the biggest user of CoQ10. So, you know, you can actually be taking a statin, it working, and it actually causes a heart attack.
Mm, wow.
Because of the nutritional requirements that actually occur.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, watching that, having that followed up on is an important aspect.
So what diagnostics are necessary, you know?
For following up on cholesterol. Mm-hmm. Blood work is absolutely critical. We're looking at the hormones. We need to get a good diagnostics on the hormones and see if any of those have dropped. You know, the endocrine system, thyroid, adrenals, pituitary, pineal, the testes, any of those, pancreas, if any of those go low, the body's going to raise up the cholesterol. So they're very important to look at that. You need to look at the liver enzymes, the kidney function. Those are all very important. You also need to check on the body tissue minerals. The best way to do that is either hair or nails. It's a rather inexpensive test, because if the minerals go out of balance, then that could actually cause cholesterol to raise. Checking on some of your vitamin and nutrients. Vitamin D is a very well-known one to go low and actually kick off high cholesterol. Vitamin B6 is also another one. So those are kind of very common types of things. The other thing is that there could actually be issues with the gut. If your gut isn't working right, there can be an increase in cholesterol because you're not absorbing the it's very funny. The way to take down cholesterol oftentimes is to get cholesterol, to eat a whole lot of cholesterol. Because then the liver doesn't feel like it needs to produce a whole lot, and it can overdo it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're taking it in through your diet, then the liver no longer feels like it needs it.
So what would that look like?
Well, there was something called Lorenzo's oil.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
Named after Lorenzo, and he had
he had a
genetic disease where he overproduced his lipids.
There was a movie.
There was actually a movie about that, and one of the things that they told them to do is just cut out all foods with cholesterol. They figured that if the body was, you know, if you were overproducing, you didn't need to add any to it.
Mm-hmm.
The more they cut it down, they were smart people, the higher the cholesterol went.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they basically ignored the doctors and said, you know, if that made it worse, why don't we add a whole bunch of oil in there and see if it improves?
Mm-hmm.
So they started to add oils into his diet, and the cholesterol actually reduced.
What kind of oils?
It was actually a combination.
Lorenzo's oil.
Yeah, it was actually we sell that particular oil here, fatty acid liquiescence.
Ah.
And it's a very excellent combination on that. And it's actually about 12 different oils that are combined.
Interesting.
And that particular combination is great for reducing your cholesterol levels. It actually seems to satisfy the body's need. Mm-hmm. So it even better than its own cholesterol. And so the body kind of relaxes because a lot of healing's taking place. Mm-hmm. And then the cholesterol levels drop. It's one of my best products for actually reducing cholesterol. So you actually take a whole bunch of cholesterol into your diet in a certain combination.
Right.
Certain types, and it will reduce your cholesterol. It's almost guaranteed.
It's real interesting. And we carry that here.
Yes, we do.
Does it taste good?
It's not bad. I actually drink it directly, but, you know, that's not saying much. I pretty well take about anything.
Yeah.
People don't seem to bother, you know, to mind it.
Bother it. Yeah. Well, we have one more minute, Dr. Prather. What would you say to someone that might be struggling or having questions about cholesterol?
Find a good structure function doctor. You know, get that portion of your care and actually have it diagnosed, checked out. Don't decide to do things on your own.
Yeah.
You know,
it's too complicated.
It's very complicated. So have that done and then get into some good diagnostics and you'll know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather. The cholesterol myth, very interesting. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrative practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.